Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Hi, Cass. So your kid is talking about living in a past life?
Yeah, man. So I have seen documentaries and heard of other people talking to their kids, and their kids will give the name of who they were in the past life and even like literally be like, here's where I passed away, and then take people to that site, and then they find like a body at that site. Creepy stuff. Memories they shouldn't have that are historically rooted that they shouldn't know about. So, you know, all of this is always in my mind because I find it fascinating. And then the other day I was putting on makeup, and I don't wear a lot of makeup at home, but I was putting it on to go out, and my daughter was watching me, and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm painting my face. It's like art. It's like art for your face. I enjoy makeup. I like how it makes me look. And then she said, I used to wear makeup. And I said, oh, really? Oh, that's cute. Thinking, because she's been coloring her fingernails with markers to make it look like nail polish. I'm like, oh, yeah. When was that? She goes, when I was a mom. And I said, oh, okay, you were a mom. She goes, yeah, when I was a mama, I used to wear makeup. And I was like, is that now? She goes, no, it was before. And I said, you were a mama? She said, yes, I had a kid. And I'm getting freaked out. And I'm like, okay. Because the hardest thing about a parent is when your kid says stuff to freak you out, like, you can't react. Like, inside, I'm like, externally, I'm like, neat. That's very cool, Hazel. You know, and then I'm like, what was your kid's name? She goes, Maxie, which is her brother's name is Max. So that's when I was like, And then the next day, she goes, my name is Dana. And I'm like, where the hell did you hear this name Dana? Like, it's not in any of the kids' shows. It's not like Dana the super kitty, you know? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She goes, I'm Dana. I'm not Hazel. I'm Dana. And so then I said, Dana, are you a mom? And she goes, yes, I'm a mom. I used to wear makeup. And I was like, this is not okay. I'm like, Chad, you have to step in. And I said, where's Hazel? And she's like, Hazel is over there in the trees. I'm Dana. And I'm like, you are freaking me out, kid. You have got to stop. Like, does my kid have multiple personality disorder? Dana, how old are you? I'm 6. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I'm talking to Chad. I'm like, I think Hazel was a woman named Dana in her past life who had kids. And Chad goes, were you leading the witness again? Because see, that's what he calls it when I say, Dana, did you have kids before? Of course, Hazel's going to say yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm just curious, like, it's such a random name. It was such a random thing for my daughter to say, I used to wear makeup. Not I want to wear makeup. I used to be a mom. Like, talking this way. And I'm just worried, like, is this normal? Do other people's kids do this?
Let's ask 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. There was a movie way back in the day with Nicole Kidman that I think was about this very thing. And I think it was called Birth or something like that, where they realized that her child really did have a past life. And it couldn't have been very good because I don't remember how it ended. But I do remember it being a thing and then proving that this really was a child in a past life.
It is so. And she'll do random stuff. Like, she'll wake up, she'll go, what's your name? And then she'll say, what's my name? And I'm like, are you a changeling? Like, did a fairy fly in here and swap you out? And it's just like her imagination as a 3-year-old. But also when they like stand and wave to stuff you can't see, like, I get freaked out really easily. I can't even watch horror movies, and I'm living in one.
Tommy.
I love this show. It's on the FYI network. It's called Ghost Inside My Child. And it's exactly this. It's like there was one kid, I was watching an episode where they had gone to a Titanic exhibit, and this kid starts having a dream that they're going down on the Titanic, and they thought it was like a past life regression kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And they've got all those stories.
What's the name of their show?
Ghost Inside My Child.
Hey, Brittany, good morning. Thank you for joining the Bert Show. What's up?
Okay, so the other day I was fussing at my kid. Good morning, guys. Sorry to be in.
All good.
But I was fussing at my kid, and he was like, I knew I shouldn't have chose you guys as my parents. And I was like, oh, the S-H word. And I got myself together, and I came back, and I was like, so nice to him because I didn't know what to do. I'm a scary cat. Everything freaks me out, and I just try to be nice, but it's weird because my mom passed away and he told me, you know, she's with us everywhere we go, and that freaked me out. So, yeah, it's cool hearing someone else talk about it.
Yeah, I think we've done this, like, every year we do this on the show.
At some point in time.
That, and it's usually around Halloween because it's way freakier when your kids can see ghosts and you can't. Mm-hmm. Remember, I always tell you guys about Alyssa Leonard, one of our Burt's Big Adventure kids, who has passed and come back like 6 different times. And there have been times where she comes back and she tells her mom about an uncle that she was hanging out with in that life that she never met. Never met before he passed away with vivid details on what he looks like, what his nicknames were, and their mom had never brought this guy up before.
That's crazy.
Cassie, I don't want to freak you out.
But
you know how I look up people on Spokio.com?
Uh-huh.
I use it to find people. I know your address, and I looked up your address, and a name under former resident is Dana.
No, stop it right now.
You're lying.
Are you being serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
Tommy!
That would have been awesome, man.
Oh, my God, Tommy. I hate you.
All the color just rushed from Cassie's face.
Literally, I was like, what am I going to have to do when I have to get ghost hunters? Am I going to have to sage the place when I have an exorcism? Running through everything.
The Burt Show.